made a promise that we would answer their questions. Okay, our first question is, had anybody on the show met each other in real life?
Well, y'all had a baby, so that kind of means y'all did, right? unless smoke is air melting some sperm. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if y'all get down like that or not.
Me and Smoke do not have a baby yet.
Not yet. Hold on, side note. Speaking of babies, shout out to Vixen sitting right here. Who wanted to beat me because of what she said in the IM. Shout out to our offspring in Veen's belly, Dior, who's about 52 weeks right now. We're going to have her soon. Yeah, Vixen, whatever. You come at me, you better come correct. Don't make me drop you in this Skype call.
Oh, wow.
Our next question is, if I know that somebody my mama creeping with my man, wait. If I know that somebody my mama creeping with, I'm guessing is my bestie's man, who should I tell?
What? Okay, first you need to talk to an English professor. Tell them and get a translator, because I don't know what the fuck that's it right there.
Wait. If I know that somebody my mama creeping with, I'm guessing is my bestie man, who should I tell?
Okay. Wow. So you got a bestie and their man is creeping with your mama.
Okay. Yes. Wow. Who should they tell?
Tell your mama and your bestie, I guess. I don't know. Tell them both.
Post it on Facebook.
TP that nigga to intervention with both of them sitting there. Like, oops. I took the wrong TP.
What the hell are you doing with my bestie's man? You know you're going to get in trouble.
No, what you should do, you should TP talk show panel there, and we can do the show live from the bedside.
Yeah, that would be kind of hot.
That'd be tight.
So if you want to know who to tell, we can tell everybody at the same time. Just TP us, and we will be right there to tell it all right there with you and be your backup support.
You know what? Sassy, I love you, and I'm trying to do this conference thing you taught me, but every time somebody log on or off, it makes my inventory go crazy. So this is really not working for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really fucking me up. I'm going to punch somebody.
That's called DJ problems. Having 2,000 people on your list. I mean, somebody log off.
Right. Every time somebody log, my shit just jump.
Yep.
This is fucking crazy.
Oh, we got a question for you, Infinite.
Oh, okay.
Is Super single yet?
Yes. Yeah, so with this conference thing, right? So I'm trying to figure out how to get this conference thing going.
What?
Wait, hold on. Let me right click on Infinite. Let me see. Right click. Profile.
Look here, man. Why are y'all on me?
All right.
Mm-hmm. I got the Stevie J face on right now. Well, you know.
Wait, let me look for the life partner gang box. Hold on. Let me see. I can't find it.
I don't know if that's a yes or a no.
Wait a minute. You single again, Infinite? Que le hiciste la chica? What?
Why are y'all on me, man? What did I do? I'm over here trying to mind my business, trying to figure out how to do mass TPing.
Oh, my God.
I think somebody is plotting on you.
You know that's what it is, man. They're just trying to start some mess.
Oh, and under that, Mrs. Gotabody would like to let everybody know that Infinite has worms.
The hell?
Oh my God.
That's
nasty.
That's, you know what? Fuck you, God. I hope you're listening. How about that? Fuck you.
Oh, and we have another intellectual question.
All right.
Who got the badder pussy? Dark skint or light skint bitches?
Oh wow.
I wouldn't know.
You want to call them bitches? Hey, don't forget. Oh, never mind.
Well, I'm gonna go off of my experience, and I gotta say, overwhelmingly dark skin. For some reason, it's sweeter. I don't know why, but it's like it has like a sweeter taste to it. Like, I'm serious. No. You okay? You ever tried? You ever had a purple grape and a white grape? Which one is the sweeter, the darker grape?
Oh my god, that is some shit.
I'm going to stick with my all time answer. The best pussy is the pussy I'm in at that particular moment. That is the best pussy on
earth. That is the great answer. For once, I agree with you.
So while I'm fucking you, you got the best pussy ever, ever. Okay.
You better, because that's the way your woman would expect to say. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm dating a white woman, but I like black pussy. Really?
And once again, I am all lost in Spiceville.
Siroc, would you like to add to this?
Lord, can you be lost? It's two colors.
What about you, Spice? Do you have a preference? Or
I do, and I'm gonna tell you right away. I like black, dark, and brown.
Pussy?
No, dicks, baby, dicks. I don't like.
Well, she's asking about pussy, though.
Huh?
No, I don't need pussy.
All right, so
I don't like. I mean, I don't discriminate the white man, but I really. No, I don't like milk with my coffee. So hey, there you go.
Fuck. I got almost to the end, and somebody look. I'm gonna need you motherfuckers to stop logging on and off while I'm doing this. I got all the way to the fucking end, and then somebody logged it happy. Who was that? Malaysia Zapatero. Keep your ass offline when I'm doing something.
Oh, we got shit. Miss on the panel. Miss, what's up?
What up, Miss?
Hey, what's up, babe? How you doing tonight?
Oh, we doing pretty Spice. Good.
Spice the. Spice just came. Y'all heard that?
Shut up. I say hello, Myth, and ooh, he's got the face. That's all I said. I didn't
care. Yeah, that's me. That's Myth. Man. I was thinking this is like, it's like open mic, man. It's like somebody called me to spit, and it's like, man, there ain't no voice here. What the fuck?
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Not being a dick, but that's a white dude.
I'm not a white dude. I'm Cherokee. No. I'm Cherokee. Don't call me no white man now. Don't be going there, brother.
No white man can have that voice.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Just popped up. Wow. Very white man. It's a white dude.
Things then took an immediate left. Y'all are tripping. Spice had a orgasm just now. I heard it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bean got quiet. You know how quiet Bean is?
No, I was just laughing.
You're about to hit the college story. This is right when we segue into a Bean college story.
And this is what I said. Ay, papi, mira que rico tú estás. But anyway, let's go.
Y tu mujer me encanta, pero estrella mujer.
Oh, shit. He putting it on. Hey.
Lord.
No. There you go. That's much better. I love that bass.
Keep on talking. Y'all put condoms on.
Hey, God, baby, I'm in busy and it's not helping. It's not fucking helping. I'm going to have to wait till like 4 a.m. No,
okay,
I'm fucking
we got musical now. That's perfect. 3 women and 3 men, I think. Or 4 men. 4 men.
Mm-hmm. 4 men.
We got us awards tonight.
What?
We got another question. Who the thirstiest hoe in this cell?
Oh, man.
Didn't somebody ask this in a
question? I saw this answer on that one.
Hey, Music.
Hey, Muse.
And then the girl that's been with me because I'm a tall drink of water.
Oh, Oh my god.
Are you talking about real life or second life? You talk about your avatar or your real self? The women want to know. I'm not asking for me.
I hope not.
I think I did it. I think. Hold on. I'm about to mass TP the fuck out of everybody. Now the bad thing is if they was on my list and I cut them, I still got. Oh yeah, y'all about to get some mass TP.
Oh no.
Never mind me. Incoming TP, Jay Slade. Here you go, bro.
Finn, when you have time, let me know. I want to see what you done. Okay.
All I got is I don't get no. Where's the TP option? It just says start conference. I don't want to start no conference. I thought I could.
I thought you knew how to do it, Spice. What?
No, but not the way he's doing it. I want to do it the way he's doing it.
Yeah, somebody told me to do it this way, but I don't see no option for no TP.
Did you hear it? Hear that? She said she wants to do it the way you do it, man. Yeah, take control, man, brother.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't fuck with Spice. Spice talks too much. I would just like, I would get up and just go jack off in the room and like with some headphones on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know the things I will say to you, you can come in 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. You probably could.
So hush.
Because
I have a question though. I'm not. And this is for Levine. Of course, the men. The thirsty thing. What does that mean? And why do they call them hoes and bitches? Why? We got a name. We're women. We don't call you guys assholes and without balls and shit.
I'll have you know that that does happen on occasion. Back
Why would you guys refer to a lady or a woman, I don't care what she does, to a hoe or a bitch? Why? That really makes me get my gun.
Infinite.
What's the question?
I'm still trying to. I just want to know why you call women hoes or bitches.
I usually don't call women hoes or bitches unless I'm being silly, or unless I'm talking to a hoe or a bitch.
Well, that's my question. Why you call them thirsty? What thirsty? Why? What the fuck? What does that mean?
I didn't call them no thirsty hoes, no bitches. What are you talking about?
I'm not getting confused. Saying you.
There's a breakdown in communication here because I'm confused.
Mira, when I know it's not you, I'm being serious. A period. A man always called thirsty and the bitch and the hoe. Why? What does that mean?
I think you're mixing up two terms, though. What they're saying thirsty means.
Yeah, that's two different terms.
Desperate.
That's what I'm asking. What the hell?
Refers to something else, I think. Because I guess you're saying it would be better if I said a thirsty young lady, then that would be acceptable.
No. No, what is the thirsty meaning about a woman?
She's desperate.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
But it sounds cooler to say it's cooler to say thirsty.
Well, what happened to the word English desperate?
Because there's slang, sweetie, just like turn up. Who the fuck made that shit up? But it's slang, okay? It's slang.
Which one sounds cooler? Let's turn up or let's get excited about something.
Right.
I think,
yes, for those of you who don't understand the Ebonics vernacular, thirsty means I want it bad.
Oh, there you go.
Man, I'm about to sit on the other side of the panel. Because, this man, you sound like the devil. I don't know if it's just me. You sound like the devil.
And you know the devil personally?
Man, no, I don't know, but I imagine that's what his voice sounds like. It's like,
hey, man. Let me tell you something, brother. There's a lot of money in the way my voice sounds. Let me tell you, I do voice work real life, so you know.
Oh, okay.
don't be knocking it, brother. Man, I make the Benjamins, and I'm.
I ain't knocking it. I'm just.
Nah, I'm
just saying, nice. y'all sit over there. I'm gonna sit on the edge.
Wait.
Okay.
What he's saying is that the women are getting a little moist up in here.
You know? Well, that too, but, you know, sometimes.
And these seats, man, I'm not sitting in these damn seats if y'all didn't wet them up. Because there ain't no damn cleaning lady.
But see, the whole trick about it is, you know, you got to be cool about it, brother. You know, it's like, you know, she may be into you and all that. It's like, oh, man, really? She likes my voice? Well, you know, hey, I'm so flattered, you know.
Yeah, I don't get that. Chicks say I sound like Bill Cosby, so this shit don't work for me.
Right. You do. I sound like Urkel before puberty. So
Smoke, you do sound like Bill Cosby.
I know. Jell-O pudding
pops. Just say, hey, baby, want some pudding pops, baby? Yeah.
Well, as far as the thirsty hoe on SL, I don't really pay attention to thirsty hoes. I pay attention to the ones who get their thirst quenched because they're actually making progress.
Winning?
Wow.
I never knew who's thirsty or not because I never even know what the hell. I'm like, yeah, you know.
Anybody in the crowd know any thirsty hoes? Y'all could identify them for us for the sake of the talk show. Shout out to my sis Essence sitting over there. Because I need help. I don't know who thirsty. I'm not in the loop.
So what about
if you guys know a thirsty hoe or can give us an example of who is a thirsty hoe, let us know. You know, don't be shy about things.
They're not going to come out of here and wrap around the woman or the friends and say, oh, yeah, she's thirsty.
Yes, they will.
Yes, they will.
They do it on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
we got another question.
Bad. That is really bad.
Our next question, I think this is someone asking for advice. My man liked to watch flicks before we fuck and screw. And can't ever not watch them when I'm ready to get the business. What that mean, though?
That mean you're a homely broad. And he's got to imagine some other pussy before he gets up in yours.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's watching. Is he watching Deep Road or is he like watching Spartacus, Lady of the Tramp? I mean, you know.
You could substitute porn for large amounts of alcohol. You'll probably get the same response.
That is fucked up because I would not appreciate my man looking at porn before he's gonna fuck me. Because I thought my pussy and whatever I do to him, it's got enough to be. It got to be enough to make him arouse. You know, make him want this and not just oh really? Let's go watch porn and then we can fuck. That's stupid. To me, that's stupid.
Yeah, that sounds like you know somebody's unfortunate looking. That's all that says to me.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is name a couple persons that you met on SL or SL Facebook that you find interesting, like a friend to hang out with and everything.
Damn.
What?
Hey, I want to get myself in trouble.
Go ahead, Smoke. I'll give you
Wait. What was the question, Levine? What was the question?
It was name a couple persons that you met on SL or SL Facebook that you find interesting, like a friend to hang out with and everything.
Oh.
I'll start off. I actually met in real life. I met Smoke's first SL girlfriend, Mystique.
Oh.
Yes. So I met her in real life and she was a really cool person.
Yeah.
Well, awkward silence.
Fly from Norway just come to see me down here in the States, and that was just a little freaky. I mean, you know, if I had known she was gonna come first, it'd have been one thing, but it's like damn, somebody just show up at your house. It's like
you know, called like, stalk.
Yeah, that's just a little strange, you know. It's like it's like maybe I appreciate that you feel my show and everything like that, but who the hell are you?
You got strangers showing up at your house?
I bet you start changing that voice up now.
Yeah. Now it's just like she walks up the door saying, hi. Well, so I do something else like, hi, ho, come here, D-Frog. He's not here at the moment, so,
Okay, yep. Where was that area we both sit at again?
Back to you, man.
That just like fucked me all up.
Okay, why y'all didn't warn me? Like,
what's up, Muse? Asshole.
Why am I gotta be an asshole?
Because you got your nose stuck up in the air on your picture.
Well, I can't see a pussy or something.
Because the one that last two conversations we had, you wouldn't come to my set talking about you don't want to see no strippers or something.
You know what? You're not even right. I came to your set yesterday though.
Yeah, but then what's Mr. Tell All? What's that about?
I was like, tell her, because you was like, yeah, Musi, what you coming on the last song for? Like,
yeah, that's right.
You had to drive down. Yeah. You didn't have to let everybody know that. It was enough motherfuckers there for them not to notice that I wasn't there. I mean, although they knew I wasn't there, you didn't have to tell that I wasn't there. That was our secret.
I did. I was looking for you, and you stood me up yet again.
So until I get another nickname for you, you're Mr. Tell All.
Okay, that's fine. You were Miss Late or Non-Show.
Just call me MIA, okay? I have reasons.
Yeah, I see. That's what.
But hi and welcome to, what is your name? Mitt with the deep, like, voice. I never.
Mithril Weaver.
Okay. Hi, Pam. I'm going to focus on that name and try to put those letters
Wasn't
together.
You married, Muse?
Muse is still married, ain't she?
I am married.
Still married, yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Husband.
Put your panties on. Pull them up.
Oh, no. That was more so like, wow, at that voice. Like, okay.
Hey, I'm just chilling. I didn't do nothing. Whoop. I did nothing. I'm just
Wild them panties back up.
Don't do it for me. It don't do it for me.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's right. That's what you're supposed to say.
No, that's what I know. That's what I
Shout out to her husband sitting right there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but he knows what makes panties drop. That's all. And excuse me, I really can't say he knows what makes the panties drop because I don't wear panties. But he knows what.
Say what?
But anyway, what were we talking about again?
Like, I have no idea.
You get back on the questions here. Like,
okay, we have another question. It seems like a repeat question from last week. Why did you guys leave Jason Slade's radio station?
Oh, Lord, man. www.itswhatradio.com/saywhatpodcast. Go to last week's show and listen.
Yeah, I'm gonna need y'all to go to last week's show and listen.
You're so 2000 and late.
These messages.
The next question was, can a bitch get a dick pic?
Yeah, I'm sure if you Google dick pic, you'd be all set. Next.
Who are you trying to get one from?
Is that a request or is that a theoretical question? Are you wanting submissions? I mean, you know.
I'm the last one to call one of you bitches.
Yeah, all of a sudden your inbox is like 400 pictures, and it's like, oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah, you said it's like, yeah, you're asking your brother, it's like, hey, man, can I have a dick pic? It's like, oh, yeah, sure. I got about 50 of them right here, man.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I send you a dick pic, then what?
What's up to Miss Leah? Okay, get
it. You gonna travel? You gonna travel here to come see it in real life, or what? How is this gonna work?
Are you asking?
I'm just saying. I mean, okay. Let's say, for instance, I told you go ahead on and send it out. Send out the one I sent you. You put it out there. Then what? Right.
We are going to move right along.
All right.
Keep those questions coming.
Just a little.
Keep those
little
questions coming, you thirsty bitches.
Oh, Infinite, you got a statement.
I got a statement. Here we go. I love these.
Okay, Infinite too busy busting nuts in his eye to get pussy.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I guess
I see where I'm coming from.
Is that a question or a statement? I'm like. And can we
what was it?
No. I don't know if it was a question. Or
busting that. Nuts in my eye. Okay.
Oh. Too busy. You got to put the two.
Too busy. I'm too busy too busting right. nuts in my eye to get pussy. Okay.
To get pussy.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, just for that, I'm fucking your mama and busting a nut in her eye.
Oh.
That. How about that?
That's radio.
We got a question for Miss. Myth, how old is the guy with the deep voice and what does he do?
Oh. Free agent.
Myth?
Don't speak, too fast.
I think they got in touch with him in one-on-one.
I guess he couldn't answer quick enough. They probably reached out and touched him.
did he log?
No, he on there.
He went to get tissue.
He right there.
In the eye stuff. That just took him all away.
Next Maybe he's question. Busting a nut in his eye.
Oh, now see.
Oh, wait. No, he's talking. He's typing. He's typing. He's typing in the chat instead of on the mic. I don't know.
His wife probably came in.
Yep. That's probably what happened. That's usually. Right. Who the fuck are you using the deep voice for? Who are you using the deep voice for? I heard you.
Ah, oh, come on, Mom. I'm talking to my friend.
Hi, ho. This is Kermit Default.
We're in the eighth level of the dungeon, Mom. Shit. Fuck.
What are y'all talking about?
Team wipe.
You know what's really bad is when you find a woman that actually likes this. Oh, baby, do that again. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, out there.
Wow. Women love deep voices because it's more manly, you know, I think.
Who is your daddy and what does he do? It's not
that's scary, yeah. Not if he does it that way, but he just speaks normally. His voice is, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are some people, some women though, that do have a fetish for being scared and just a little bit, you know. And mm-hmm. I seem to get a lot of those for some reason. I don't know why. But...
mental institution.
Did you it's just like, and you get lots of white goth girls, man. It's like the only thing that's not black about them is their skin, you know.
Wow. Bean, next question.
Hold on. You said they like to be scared?
Yeah, some people, you know, well, you know, there are some people that, yes, they do like being scared. They get aroused by being a little bit scared, yeah.
Didn't I tell y'all you sound like the devil?
Is that before or after you slipped him a little bit of GHB?
No, man, I don't have to do nothing like that. Okay.
I've never heard of a woman that likes being scared. Okay, I mean, other than going to see a movie or something. But, okay, that's what's up.
Nah. Well, you know, I mean, yeah, there are certain people that like that. Not everybody. But...
yeah, there are some women who like being choked, a.k.a.
Man, you haven't been in Second Life very long. If you haven't seen some of the weird kind of things some people can be into, man, that's you imagine it. Somebody's having, you know, it's like somebody's into Papa Smurf, man. There's a sim for it somewhere, you know.
I'm sure that
wouldn't be you, right? Because I see you with that blue kind of hoodie thing. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well.
The next question is. What do you think about the new award show that displays the ratchet side of SL? Here are some of the This is like more of an advertisement. What do you think about the new
award show? Let them know that they're gonna have to pay $2,000 for this advertisement. What?
What do you think about the new award show that displays the ratchet side of SL? Here are some of the nominees categories. Biggest Holes, Ms. Mika Baxton.
What?
Cash Smithson.
Oh, wait, but let me write this down. Hold on. How you sell that?
That's who they were talking about in the conference. They were taking these nominations in the conference last night. I remember seeing this meek thing come up, which I thought was me. But go ahead.
Somebody named Lucky 304 USDA Freak, Illegal Unplugged, and Biggest Freaks, Puddin' Poppin', Bossy Rain. All right. I only know one of these people, and I don't know about their hoishness. But if you guys say so, you know, I hope all of them win in their designated categories.
Right. That's what's up. I'll be looking forward to that after party, that's for sure.
If you
How do you celebrate Biggest Hole? Yeah, how do you celebrate? I won biggest hoe. I mean, I don't know, but
I you have to have a sad question. You haven't been back in Second Life very long. Back to you, sir.
Man, how do you write the acceptance speech? I don't.
Man. I guess you do it through a song, like, you know, one of the most popular songs now called I'm Selling Pussy, I Ain't Got a Rap.
That's a song?
Yeah.
That must just be in Miami.
No.
That sounds like Miami's greatest hits right there. Shade.
No, oh, y'all Rashida. Rap.
Oh, hey, don't talk about my wife like that. Stay off my. Rashida's the greatest female rapper alive. About that.
Mm-mm. I don't know about all that. Nah.
That's my wife.
So, well, we are caught up with the questions. We're going to go on a commercial break, but before that, we're going to play another round of Black, White, or Hispanic.
Man. Overdose.
I'm so tired of this, man.
All right, there was a man that was arrested for paying for a stripper. No, paying for a prostitute with a roll of quarters.
That's a Negro.
Was he Black, White, or Hispanic?
That is, I don't even get the, let's go to commercial.
Yeah, and repeat that when we do. I'm just saying.
Back after these messages.
Somebody just told me not to talk about Miami. I'm not talking about Miami. I'm just talking about the quality of y'all rap game. Okay, y'all somewhere like maybe two levels lower. I swear I did. I thought maybe I had TP'd out or something. Oh, son, took somebody's TP. I'm white for us.
Goodness, well, I did
this song 20 years ago, but yeah.
I am still a fan.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm mad they keep coming for you, though, Finn.
That's all right. I love it.
But that means you got fans, though.
Right, I told you that. That's all it's about. That's all it's about is love for me. I love it.
What we gonna do? We gonna try to do a show and forbid you to say any curse words.
Oh, okay. We wanna try that.
That'll be interesting. I'm not cursing.
I could not curse. I act like I'm just some illiterate motherfucker that just sitting here and just can't express it. So
curse out, like,
yeah, I know, because I want to make that part known. But no, I can do it without cursing. Man, I don't need no curse words. But you want to do it the second half of the show? Then I can't curse the second half of the show.
Nah, we won't do that to you immediately. Okay. We'll give you time to prepare. We'll give you like a day to prepare.
Man, a show without curse words, man, that is like really. Anyway.
Man. Hold on. Ima, what you drooling on? Drooling?
She said she got a retainer. Yeah.
She dropped
a retainer.
That's what they call them now.
All right.
Learning today.
All right, I want to congratulate our winner.
There was a reason why I typed that. I didn't really need to be all out.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh.
We have no secrets here.
Right.
Say Mississippi.
No, that's wrong.
Are you wearing a bib?
No, I ain't wearing no bib. I'm trying to figure out what this is.
It's your tongue.
Speech, I pray thee, tripping thee off the tongue.
No, I'm trying to add people.
Add them.
No, somebody added me, so I'm trying to.
Oh my God. I want to go ahead and congratulate Farrah. Farrah was correct. It was a white male who paid for his prostitute with a roll of quarters.
Oh, it was actually Jewish. I forgot about Jewish people. Yeah. There you go. That makes sense.
And it was actually a $10 roll of quarters. So she performed her services for $10. And now she can go and wash her clothes at the laundromat.
All right. What other rolls of quarters they got?
All right.
Hey, everybody's happy, man.
I've never seen a $50 roll of quarters. That'd be a long ass roll. Huh? Right.
Is that a roll of quarters in your pocket, or are you happy to see me? Oh,
shit. At the not long enough. It'd have to be a 20.
Hey. Not. All right, Vina, you got it.
Okay, this next one is a statement. All you hoes, stay up off my fam infinite. That's all. Good night.
Shout out to Lisa in the building.
Wait, hold on. Telling me to stay off their hoes?
No, they're...
See, I ain't messed with no hoes lately. Damn. I'm a reformed whoremonger, and I don't get no credit.
All the females in the building are ladies, of course. Back to you.
No, but what did they? I don't get to say that again.
No, they just they want people to stay up off their family, fam, infinite. That's all. No, because there was no periods, no commas, no. So it was just a run off.
Oh, statement. So that's them to trying to stick up for me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. High five, fam. Whoever you are. Yeah. Tell them, bitches. Tell them.
All right, we have another. We have another SAT score of 213. Right. How do I know if my man is cheating? We SL and talking about doing RL too, but he be leaving me online saying he got a call that came through, but it can't be all that. Important because he don't work no well.
Okay. Some questions answer themselves. Point that out. Some questions answer themselves.
So what you're saying is you're online waiting for him and he leaves you to go get on the phone.
If you have to ask, then you already know the answer.
Trying to move over into RL.
What would be your advice to this young lady, I'm guessing?
Go back to school.
Right, that's...
You don't need a man.
My advice would be totally different.
You don't need dick. You need a dictionary. Okay?
yeah. Right. Put your hand in the right, please.
Oh, and we have a question that's a request. They want to request the song "Let Me Smell Your Dick."
That's okay.
What song do you want to hear?
I won't be playing that.
I played that next one question. Time, and I couldn't believe it was an actual song. And it's great. It's got a video and everything.
Right.
I think they're from Miami.
Oh, see.
that's top five all time. It's Miami, though.
Yeah, man, you don't hear that kind of stuff coming out of Compton, you know, South Central.
Well, I hear somebody about to come for me throwing in Miami. I'm waiting. Let me respond.
And then the last question, we're finally caught up again. Why is play this rock and roll shit?
Yeah.
Because I like it. Actually, I picked that song because it was a segue into the next part of our talk show.
Now, you know the way they rephrase that question. I don't know what the fuck segue means. It translates.
Okay. Well,
We be moving to another topic, dog.
Transition.
Transition's too high, Smoke. Too high.
Too many syllables.
Right.
I'm gonna need one of y'all to translate then. I suck at Ebonics. Wow. All right. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled show.
Yeah.
Okay. Who lies more, men or women?
Women.
Men just get caught more, but women lie more.
I disagree with that.
Of course you would, because you're lying right now.
No. I can answer that.
I disagree with that too.
Can I answer that?
Go ahead.
No, women.
Yep.
Women lie more. They lie about their weight. They lie about their nails. They lie about their hair. They lie about their makeup.
Real life picture.
Lie about. They lie about.
Well, not only that, but women are coy. They'll say, "Well, what's wrong, baby? Oh, nothing.
Hey, what?
How you doing today, baby? Oh, no, I'm all right." It's like, man, you be lying.
They don't get caught. They just get, they're slicker with it, I think.
I said that. So see, the problem is you are lying more, but we're not catching you, so your scorecard is lower. That's all.
Women lie more to impress a man, but men lie more when it comes down to cheating, stealing,
okay. Oh, God.
Or anything else.
But again, yes. it don't count because our lies are a little shit like, yeah, I came straight home. Your lies are like, that's your baby. See the difference?
Nah. Y'all lies you know are like, that was my pastor's daughter. We was doing Bible study.
What?
That's the type
you know
of
what? I'm gonna switch my answer. I'm gonna switch my answer and hit y'all with some science.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready for this? Men lie more. Because this is some shit that just came up. Men lie more. You know why? Because women, when they lie, they don't lie. What they do is they just won't tell the truth. They just won't mention it at all.
Exactly.
So they didn't lie. So it'd be like, yeah,
no, lies by omission are still lies. Lies.
But if she, in women logic, I never said it, then I didn't lie.
Well, you get women logic
say is everything no, no. Just and they say yes, and it's that not. That's a liar.
A dude will make up some stuff and then have to tell another lie.
Panic. Whenever you touch a man up in some shit, they panic. Mm-hmm. And when they panic, that's when the lies come out. Women, we sit there and listen. You may have caught us, but we will turn that shit right back on you.
And
somehow, some way.
Again.
It's not too much that they panic. They just don't give a fuck sometimes. And they're like, okay, I'm not going to lose my spare tire and my baby. You know what I'm saying?
It's about the fact that y'all just get away with it more. Just be, if you could, I mean, if you commit the crime, you don't get caught, don't mean the crime wasn't committed. Your stats are lower. That's it. Because you never got caught with that lie.
The security of the lie. Whether it's a white lie or it's a big lie, you know, if you say, hey, baby, what's wrong? And you say nothing when everything in the world's wrong, that's a lie.
I agree. It is a lie.
And the thing is, women are taught to be nice and taught to be social.
You bros are lying right now wearing size 6 shoes. You know, goddamn where you ain't no damn size 6.
Oh, yeah.
You got on girdles right now. You ain't no 12. Fuck out of here. You're lying right now.
Who got on a girdle?
I wonder why they got bunions and corns and shit trying to stuff them bitches in them little shoes.
Fucking liars. Liars.
Yeah. There you go.
Fucking liars.
But then, of course, you got just like you have women that would
But
that's
that. Just like men, though. They wear shoes too big.
No, you'll have a man say, oh, yeah, my ding-a-ling is 8 inches long. When they know it's only 2.
No. Oh, when they say
I'm just saying.
No. It's cold. No. You got to subtract 2 inches.
You know what I'm saying? You got to figure out the math.
You got to be a white guy, man.
Hard or was that?
Reservation, you know.
Wow.
So ain't no grown man lying about the size of his dick. All he did, he tried to fuck better or eat some pussy. That's all. That's all.
Mama said they eat pussy good.
Well, then he just fucked.
I don't know.
then you gotta live with the whole thing. I got my nut. Oh well.
I think I'm greedy then, because I'm greedy. You gotta be good at both.
I just want to point out for all y'all in open chat right now. Shout out to all y'all. If y'all want to join the discussion, hit me up in Skype, Smoke CeeLo. We will add you to the panel. We just want to give another special shout out to everybody with their real life pictures on the panel. Shout out to Ima looking like the girl from The Ring, standing out, staring out, looking at the water in the ocean. Shout out to Thrill representing Trayvon Martin in the building. We got Muse. Okay. we got Muse with her nose up in the air with a kitty cat costume on. Y'all need to get on Skype and check this out. So okay, Veen, you got it.
You know what?
Okay. Who do women normally lie to?
Themselves.
Everybody?
Themselves, because you know that nigga don't love you. You know that nigga they ain't no good.
You know that you ain't know your that. Ass. You know that's fixer flat. Why are you lying to yourself?
Well, it all depends, because I got, you know, a lot of people that lie to me. I'm a supervisor, and they lie to me about a lot of stuff. Oh, I'm sick. You know, I got, a virus, and their ass is calling me from Bahamas. And I'm like, do you know I work for a phone company?
And I can see mostly men or women?
Both, actually. Now, men... mostly when they lie about they doing something, it's usually about a family member. They really go hard. Oh, well, you know, I'm taking care of my mama or whatever. But women, oh, they go all hard into detail, coughing and hacking it. Yeah, I'm sick and da da da. But they numbers coming up international. Yeah. So,
I gotta admit, I did call. I would call. Well, I am the one who theatrics behind calling out sick, because in all actuality, the best days to call out of work is when you're feeling your best.
Exactly.
So why would, you know, I would go to work dirt dog sick and make everybody else around me as miserable
and
as
I hate chicks.
Oh,
like that pisses me
God.
Off.
That oh, Dane. And we work in a big, huge 3,000 people call center, really? Woo, Lord. But the thing is, this is the crazy thing, though. With our job, you do not have to tell why you're sick. As long as you got sick time, you're fine. I don't care if you feel like you want to call out sick because you want to play in your bed all day. That's your problem. That's your business. All you have to say is, I'm not coming in. But they actually give excuse. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just say, I'm not coming in today. I'm taking a sick day. But they will go on and on. Right, they would go on and on about some lie, and then I'm like, you're not out of sick time, so you can take your sick day how you want to. Why are you tripping?
Yeah.
Why are you lying?
Yeah.
But, you know, hey. Oh, and then this is the other one. You get people that get fired because, you know, we were 3,000 people. We got all that testosterone going on up in there, of course. A bunch of men, a bunch of women, and they done did something they ain't got no business doing with somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife. And they lie about why they can't come to work for a damn week, 2 weeks or whatever, because now they got a big problem on their hands with people coming to their doors. So it's crazy around there. They and it's mostly the women that does that. So maybe you're right. Maybe women do lie more. I don't know.
But I think women lie to their friends the most.
Yep.
Because, like, really? Even look at when women go out in packs. You got your homely looking friend who tried the best that she could do, and you still tell her that she look good just because she don't look better than you.
No, see, you try to encourage that. That's why all the guys pick you instead. Oh, yeah, that baby, that purple looks great with that lime green, baby. Yeah, it's cool.
And that is so disrespectful. You don't do that to your friends. And I see plenty of y'all in the building. I know there's at least like 5-6 of y'all that have done that within the past 2 weeks. If not, then it was done to you.
Half of them will pick the outfit out for her. Like, yeah, girl, this is coming back.
So
this is coming back. Why you ain't been wearing this, girl? If this was my size, I would wear it. And you let her put that shit on. She's about to look like a goddamn fool.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They do it. They do it. Oh my God.
even they do it in their cell. You know, because you can't right click and inspect mesh, right? So you'll ask somebody, oh, where did you get your hair from? Or where did you get your eyes or your outfit? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Second Life. The only place that you can ever say is like, oh, baby, you got a nice figure. Did you make it yourself or did you buy it?
But men, who do men normally lie to?
Nobody.
Their significant other.
Mm-hmm. Nobody.
If a man lies, because a man won't lie to their friend because they don't care enough to lie to their friends. But a man will definitely lie to a woman.
Some of them do. Some of them be like, yeah, I done hit that. Knowing damn well that girl ain't never been to their house.
Men exaggerate. You know, some men do. You know.
Okay, what have you exaggerated about, Miss?
What have I exaggerated about? Mm-hmm. Well, I was just talking about in general.
See, that's a lie. See? You know how I know that's a lie? Because I'm a woman and men lie to women.
Mm-hmm. But you know why? You know why men lie to women? Because we have to lie. Because ultimately, it's to get the pussy. And
well, you know, and that's true. You know, you talk about the size of a guy's package and everything like that. You know, to be honest, you know, mine's about 2.5 inches, but I lie about it because women be, you know, women won't respect that because, you know, most can't handle one that's that thick. Okay. You know,
going back to my Sunday's best.
You ain't going back to no Sunday's best.
Yes, I am.
That was another lie. Add one to the women.
Oh, that's a good one.
You
that's
can
a,
hear it in my
that's
background.
That's a good topic right there. All these people in SL Church on Sundays getting their spiritualness going on.
Shout out to Praise 100 across the sim.
I beg to differ on that. What do you mean? Well, no. Wait, what do you mean by that?
Oh, what? Who are you talking to?
Who just said
Ima
said some people.
No, there are some people that go to church in SL that know they don't need to be doing all that because they are acting up.
Hold up. Okay, so if I was to go sit in a pew, what would you think about me?
I wouldn't care, but I'm just saying, like, unless, like, there are people that just do shit to people that are just ugly people. They just ugly.
That's probably why they need to be in church, so they can go ahead and
that ain't changing none. They could leave right up out of there and start some bullshit when they leave.
They could, but we're not the ones to judge. They could, but we're not the ones to judge whether they get fixed today or tomorrow. So yeah. I feel like if a person is trying to correct themselves, though they may be, behind or they may be messed up or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't have no heaven or hell to put nobody in. So if they're going to get whatever they're getting, mm-hmm. that's just like somebody telling you, well, you on Skype with no picture and you know damn well you ain't who you are or whatever the case may be. You doing your thing.
Now, see, that's another topic there, too.
Oh, yeah. They all could be topics. But my thing is I try not to judge what people do as far as when they go into church or whatever because they could. At least they making an effort. You know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is basically that they should get credit for SL Church. Even a lot of people think SL Church is some bullshit.
If you go to church in Second Life, man, that's probably a little bit more dedication because, you know, you're not trying to impress people that are around you in town.
I don't think it's more dedication. It's probably more sincere. Dedication is getting your ass up and getting into some type of service. I don't think there's no dedication laying on your ass.
Well, regardless of whether or not you get up and go to service.
I've been to a couple in SL and, you know, they were really good. I mean, it was good experience. But there was a couple people in there that I was like, really?
But that's like real life church, though. Shoot, you got some.
I was like, you know what? Real life church. And I'll be like, I'm glad they're here then because they really need it. Because there's people. They really need it.
The people that need church worse is the ones that think that they don't.
That's going to put on the show, of course. You got Jays that go out there and put on the show. You got people that go and put on a show on RP, they a kid and grown as everything, 50 years old, walking around in real life talking about they three in SL. Like, how you even do that? I'm not knocking down anybody.
Right. You know, and it's hard because SL is what you want it to be for you. And so everybody, you can't really judge anybody, but there are some people that you just look at and shake your head because it's just like, bro, wow.
I just want to point out Queenie made an excellent point. Some people may go to church in SL because they're wheelchair bound, homebound, or whatever. They can't get out. And it's easier for them to hear the word via Second Life.
No, I wasn't shitting on the fact that they go to SL church. was that wrong of me to say?
Don't shit on the church, people.
I wasn't trying to downplay that so much as I was saying when Brother Man, dude said, what's his name? Mithril? Yeah, you. When he said that it takes more dedication to go to SL church, that was my argument for that. But no, I'm not saying nothing's wrong with going to SL church. I think you get your spirituality wherever you can. You know, if you don't go to no church, you sit at home and pray all day, that's fine. But to sit up here and say that, you know, that requires more dedication, I think, you know, I think
people attend SL church because it's less judgment, too. Because now, look at what goes on in churches. Nowadays,
it's a fashion show.
Yeah, because when you get ready to go to church, what's the first thing you say? You don't say, "Oh, let me get my spirit together." No, it's "Oh, what am I gonna wear?"
Not only that, but man, it's like a singles bar, man. It's like, you know, I'm single and I go to church, man. It's like I can't even sit there.
Wait a minute now. It's some people are looking for a spiritual person, so you don't know.
I know that, but I mean,
they looking for somebody spiritual.
Where's D'Angelo at?
I don't know.
Maybe he could answer some of these since he's a preacher.
I don't know. I mean, I just think that, you know, if that's the only reason that you're going, it's just to pick up a man or a woman or something like that, though, man. I don't know, man. That just bothers me. A little bit, you know, because you tell they're not paying attention. They're not there because they want to go church. They're just trying to pick up somebody. They ain't gonna cheat on them.
But what if they're trying to get it with you because they're like, oh my God, look at this child of God looking.
He's so prayed up.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, I don't know. I had this one friend, man. It's like, oh, yeah, I love to pick up women at church, man, because I know they know how to get on their knees. It's like, yeah, that ain't it. That's so wrong, man.
Did you just say dick up women?
What? I didn't say that.
We recording this. I'm going to have to go back.
I didn't say that. No.
I like to dick up women in church.
Oh, no, pick up.
All right. Shout out to Sugar Free on the panel. What's up, baby? You got to click on your mic so we can hear you.
Hey, Sugar.
What's up, Sugar? Shout out to Ima.
I finished doing it in a church, too, you know. So, I mean, I used to be host at had an adult lounge, man. I'd heard all kinds of weird stories.
Now you know you need to go to church next weekend, right? I'm just saying.
What do you mean next weekend? Right after this talk show,
right.
There's church.
That's right.
It's church right across the sim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this show.
You can walk y'all over there what's her name? Shug Avery? She could walk y'all over there singing through the forest.
okay, men. Y'all
you're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right.
Y'all messed up my whole train of thought. Okay, what type of thing would a man lie to another man about?
I don't know. I don't.
They lie about
you mean some gay dudes. Well, I guess gay dudes might talk about that. Like, dude, if Smoke's gonna come out, yo dude, I got this much. I'm like, Smoke, get the fuck out of here, man.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I don't care if you got arms like fucking eggplants over here.
Right. Fuck out of here.
Talk about that gay shit. Listen, I think men lie about looking in the bathroom.
No.
At urinals.
What? No. And there ain't no men that looks and
even
looks
if it's
taking all these gay questions, the gay scenarios.
Man, you know.
No, I'm just saying. About that.
You know, I'd say in 40 plus years, I've never caught anybody trying to do anything like that. You know, unless it was like obviously, you know, somebody that was inclined to see that kind of thing. Anyway, I mean. You know, and it's, that's one thing when you guys go up, you step on up to the urinal, man. It's like that's one time you're real cool about it, man. You make sure nobody even thinks that you're. I mean, you look up at the ceiling, you count the little dots up there or something, man.
See,
I mean,
I told you all that.
Like newspapers on the wall for you to read.
I mean, it's just like that, I mean, tell it. You free Willy, I'm out of there, man. I don't want to see nobody's parts. You know what I mean? No flop in, man. I don't care.
Like, even in the locker room, because at least if I was a dude and
that's why you get your ass kicked.
That's because you like penis now, so you're going into the mind state of you like penis.
Yeah, I mean, guys do not want to see another guy's penis.
No, not at all.
None of them do, and unless you're gay, nobody ever wants to see it. They will go out of their way to not see you. You know, I mean,
want to see long.
You know. Well, you know, that's a different issue, man.
I'm gonna disagree with that too, Leo. Is that because grown men don't line their dick? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, when I was younger, like six, I might have lied about some pussy I got. But
how would they know? How would they know if they're lying on it when they don't even know what they got? If they don't look and compare.
Man, I tell you what, you demand, if you've been getting pussy when you were 6 years old, you're the man. I'm telling you.
No, I'm saying that's. I'll just make it a point. I don't think.
You just destroyed my whole view.
Hold on, you cut me off because it goes back to I don't care if you fucked or not. You don't get no props for me. You know, I mean, yeah, when I was, you know, like I said, six or seven, and you told me you fucked her. Oh yeah, then you're the man. But at 40, oh, you fucked her. Oh, that's what's up, dude. Pass me the cheap Doritos. Game cup, come back on.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that shit. Yeah, if I wasn't there, I don't want to know.
Right.
My Papa D, Brooklyn Diplomat, says BK. that's why you never see a guy use the bottom lockers.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, yeah, it's like picking up soap, man.
Then you got to bend down.
That is funny. Decoration.
Yeah. It is there for decoration. I agree with my brother.
Oh, my God. We need to take a poll on that one.
On what?
Or you want to take a poll?
Yeah. We'll take a poll. Take a poll.
Let's see. How many people got the bottom lock? Those are the people you need to worry about.
The same dude that's always last out the shower.
Ah,
dirty.
The first one in,
or
he just don't shower.
Yeah. He's the first one in, he's the last one out.
And he talks with a slight lisp. Hey. His bag is just a little bit too purple, pinkish, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes around and says, I just love him, I have his little muscles. No.
Okay, then I got a scenario for you fellas.
Right.
Okay, you and your boys are having beers at your crib, you know, drinks, all that good stuff. Y'all get to talking, and you're talking about the wildest things you've ever done. Then one of your boys says he likes to pay to be dominated, and that he wears a leather panty that zips down in the front. And
why always got the turn gay?
Because it's like the straight scenario.
Levine got a gay fetish.
I told her that.
She got a gay fetish.
No, I actually saw this on TV.
Yeah, on the gay porn channel.
Right, nobody watching that?
No, I'm serious. Okay.
There are submissive men that aren't gay, I would, you know.
Fire TV be on ESPN.
I'm sorry. If you're wearing leather panties, then your manhood is in doubt. Okay, you wearing panties of anything? She said wearing leather panties.
If you can fit in panties, you know the thing is you ain't got enough stuff down there, you know, to, you know.
You need to be hitting the gym or something. Too small.
No, because I don't know what they're called. What are the
now, that leather? Is a good point. You that is a really good point. Because we don't wear. If you can fit in some panties. There's a problem.
Well, I mean, it's a thong, I would imagine, but, you know.
Thong, panties, either way, that is a problem. Well, I'm just,
if you have narrow notes, men and women are made a little bit different, and if it fits right, you ain't going to be able to fit all that stuff in there, especially God's zipper in front of it.
No, right. It's not a real panty, but you know, because it has the zipper in the front. But I don't know what it's called. That's why I said that.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not saying.
You know, I don't happen to actually know what they're called, but.
That's why I called it that, or a leather.
Yeah. If you did know what that was called, that would be a problem.
But let me throw this out to you though. Seriously though, you know, like I said, man, I was a host way too long at Dirty Talk, but the thing is you know, all you men out there, and you know you do it. You know, you ask your women to dress up the way you like. You know, men are more visual than women. You know, the thing is, you know, what's so bad about, you know, if a woman likes you to wear, I don't know, whatever. I don't know that I'd ever wear panties or something like that. But I mean, you know, if they want you to dress up like do cosplay costumes and stuff like that, you know, she gets really turned to be Superman or some shit like that. I don't know, man, like that. What'd you do it? It's like, you know, you wanted to dress up like a French maid or you're like, you know, I don't know, whatever, you know, turns you on.
She wants you to dress up like a French maid.
I'm about to show you my costume. No. My costume is a condom. Okay, that's my costume. Right there. That's it right there. See that right logo? That's the costume tank. Right there. That's as far as it goes, bitch.
That extends.
I'll let you pick the color or the flavor, but that's a wrap.
It's like it'll blow your hair back type shit.
Fuck out of here. I'm about to be no damn Superman and Batman.
Well, what do you say? Like, you know, you and guys
you,
talk.
You want to role play?
When your homeboy says he likes to pay to be dominated, and he talks about some of the things that goes on in the sessions.
I'm going to tell you what I say. I look him in the face and say, change the channel. Mm-hmm. Pass me the remote, dog. You must be done.
You need to find somebody else to share that with, man. We don't
know. What channel y'all even watching?
Well, apparently he had it on Lifetime when I got up.
We need the ESPN back on. Can we get some sports slice?
Yeah. So you're saying if the hottest chick, hottest woman that you ever saw in your life says, man, it's like, I want you, but you got to dress up as Superman. Not something feminine, you know, like Superman, man, or so, you know, something like that. You wouldn't do it to get that finest piece of ass you've ever seen in your life. You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't mind.
Oh, shit.
I ain't wearing no crazy shit, but I'll walk around Superman.
I'm not talking about.
I'll stand at the top of the bunk. I'll stand on the top bunk and dive in.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I want to throw something else in the mix then. Would you wear
here we go.
Already pre-used underwear.
Come on, man.
No.
Yeah, by myself. It's called laundry.
It has to be fresh. If I used it, that's different.
It's called that's laundry. Called
bachelor and too lazy to go to clean your drawers, you know.
Would you wear another woman's drawers?
No. Maybe a bra.
You wear another woman's bra?
Oh,
all that titty sweat shit?
I probably, you know, depending on the situation.
You fuck around and catch the
You got an emergency bra? Or there's a yeah, okay.
There's some situations.
Let me point out something for you. If she says that she would wear someone else's bra, the girl got some size going on there. You know that.
You late, bro. We already know Venus.
Yeah, we know that.
Venus Titzilla. Okay, that's her nickname in Miami.
Yeah, large enough to shade a small child.
Lot of what? Yeah, look, let me tell you something. Don't do that. Okay. Make sure you wear your own bras, okay?
No, there was a time when
you clean those things.
There
you
is no time.
Shit like that. That's a little big.
No, because I broke my bra when I was on vacation.
Oh, well.
I am so mad it broke your bra.
So, what you went to the store.
There you go, lying to yourself, saying you a single D cup.
Aww.
Nice to hook you up. You know what
I'm here.
I can't fool with y'all. Okay, why are women more believable liars than men?
They're so good at it.
You want to believe
now?
What was the question?
Why are women more believable liars than men?
Because half the time we don't care about you lying.
We halfway don't listen to them.
Yeah, we don't care.
Because we're not listening to you. We're looking at your tits that because you're wearing somebody else's bra.
We lie to fake orgasms.
No, it's about, I don't care. It depends on the lie. If you're trying to insult my intelligence or get away with some shit, then okay. Otherwise, like, okay, whatever. All right, what you cook for dinner, though?
Well, you know what? The thing is you have to look at it this way. If a woman lies to you, there's got to be some reason for it. Either she's not interested or she's interested in you enough to make something up. So, you know, that's what you have to determine right there. Now, if it's like because there's some reason why they want to know something about you, she's going to tell you something ain't true because she's feeling it. Oh, man, I ain't got no problem with that. No, that's pretty cool. That's flattery. That's flattering in a way.
It depends on the lie, right? If it's a lie that generally aims in the direction of she cares about me, then it's good. But some of y'all be lying like, I got in a car accident, that's why I can't come to see you.
When you hear something like that, what's going
hush
on?
Hush your mouth. Hush your mouth. I'm just saying, you're saying stuff like that. You know,
if they're telling a lie so they can be with you, something like that. Oh,
no, when they're lying so they can't be with you.
Well, you know.
I got abducted by aliens. Mm-hmm. My family member got in a wreck. I got in a wreck.
Yeah, I know.
We both got in a wreck.
Sorry.
She didn't pay a tear.
Well, Leo says because y'all plan that shit out. And BK says because y'all have preconceived lies coordinated with their friends in case.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all do that.
Guys compare notes, man.
Very thorough with that. That's why I said y'all lie more. Y'all just don't get caught as much. Y'all cheat more. You don't get caught as much.
We network. We network with our friends and family before we come up with some bullshit.
Do y'all have like a database that y'all share or something that...
Yeah, we do, and we're keeping it a huge secret from everybody
else.
Already
working on
it's
hacking.
An app.
I think part of what it is.
I'm mad at it. It's an app for that.
I'd lie to you, old man.
You're probably doing. It's probably like 99 cents on iTunes.
You know what it is? I think how they say every time you get high you drink you kill brain cells. I think orgasms kill brain cells, and men obviously have more orgasms than women, so we are slowly making ourselves stupid. That's what it is.
So you just gave all mankind an excuse for being dumb?
No, I'm saying that's why we get caught up to what we do.
We get that
nut is like, fuck it, I'll just leave my phone on the dresser. She ain't gonna look. No, goddamn well she gonna look, you know? That's why.
Yeah, I got a phone call like that.
That's one thing I don't do.
That's a new way for a guy to brag. It's like, hey, man, my women are a lot dumber than you are, man. A lot dumber than yours.
This is one thing I don't do. I don't check on their pockets on their phone. I think that's private, and I don't want to know.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I think every single one of y'all check.
I'm not going to lie to you that I want to, but I won't.
Hold on. Let me finish. Cut me off. Mira, underlay.
Mira, I was talking first.
No, what I'm saying is I think that y'all may go to different depths, but I think on some level all y'all check something. You know, you may not sit there turning and inspect the gadget, but you're going to check something.
Oh, yeah. Women are inquisitive, you know. They have that kind of... Yeah.
I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. I want them to be men enough to tell me, hey, guess what? We're breaking up, or, you know, we're not having this or whatever. Nah, I don't want to find out because he's hiding something in his phone or whatever. Now, if somebody knocks on my wall, on my door, that's different. Or gives
hell
me a phone
with that,
call.
I'm looking. I don't give a shit.
I can't.
If it's right there.
Thank you,
look.
Ima. Thanks okay. for being honest.
Thank you. Okay. I can't. I don't.
If he put his phone there, you're going to check. You're going to check.
Yeah, it's just so easy. Just, you know, if you're really, you know, going to do something like that, I mean, all you do is just look at the guy's phone. I mean, you know.
No, I don't.
I'm not down with that. I'm not down with that, but I mean, you know, it's pretty hard to hide. I guess you can if you really go to the trouble, but, you know, everybody's going to slip eventually, you know, that okay, you're not going to get away with it forever. No, nobody's that dumb.
What are we talking about? I'm sorry. I had to go AFK for me.
They were asking,
what'd she do when she go AFK? We were taking a poll.
Listen, you know, I got real family here. Chill out, Mitt. Right, I have Finfin of Galatepa gone. What y'all was about to say?
Well, we something do about have, a phone. We do have another question that every this person wants everybody to answer individually. If you talk during sex, what are some of the things you say?
Spice.
Why me?
That was her answer.
You want me to tell you? Okay. As I get rico, papi, métela por aquí, aquí, sácala, aquí, chúpala.
Oh, wait.
I say that
with the lotion. Right quick.
Hold on a second.
Okay, now what was that?
I would say, hey, papi, my right there. Mira qué rico ahí. Ahí la quiero.
Rico, suave. Say, who's your daddy? What does he do?
I don't know. I think of me. You can say something nice to your man because he's hitting it right, but not all the time. Because I want you to shut up. I want you to fuck me.
You
heard that?
I heard that one.
Finn, you heard that, right?
I heard that one.
You can understand everything she just said.
About to say, that's the sexiest and most clear thing you said in the last year.
I recorded it.
Right, there you go.
And that's right. And I mean every word of it. I don't want you to talk. Shut the hell up. Tell me when you come and tell me how good I am. That's it. And shut the hell up.
If he got to tell you when you come, then thumbs up.
No, meaning
there's a little giveaway there. Spicy, there's a little giveaway. We'll have a little talk about Sex 101 after the show.
Shut up.
He should have to tell you that much.
Now, wait a minute. One thing I do know something. If it's a man that doesn't speak Spanish, it's boring. I'm sorry, guys, but it's boring to me. The man that's
that don't make no sense. You speak Spanish.
You want
Spanish.
This beef chalupa, baby?
No, baby, because see, in Spanish, the language of love.
Oh, yeah.
Very, I'm so mad at this.
Stupid. If you didn't speak Spanish, I could see that. But you speak Spanish.
But you know what?
So why is it so good for you to hear shit you speak? This is what I would do. I would make you record. I would make you record some shit right before we fuck, and then right when I left, I would just hit play.
No,
here you go. Take that.
Listen to me. Take
that. You need like a 5-minute course of Rosetta Stone.
That's why you teach your man to say the right words when it comes to sex. When it comes to having a great sex to your woman, and you don't know Spanish, those words come in handy. Because even though the person that doesn't understand you, it's oh my God, that sounds sexy. And you probably say shit. But you know what I mean? For a woman that doesn't know Spanish and you speak Spanish to a woman, it's going to be, they're going to be there on top of you constantly.
Yeah, I believe you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. You thing is let me demonstrate. Tu mujer, tú eres muy bonita, tú eres con hoyos y con estrellas de mi amor. Arriba, ay caramba,
that's Bart Simpson.
He's speaking Arab, man. you had a few dehops in there. I almost want to order a Slurpee.
I thought I heard Dosa Keys in there.
You're not saying it right. No, I'm kidding.
Don't do that again.
Wait a minute. Where's Miss Finney? I know I see her somewhere in here. She can tell you in Spanish, and you know you like it. So there you go. And Spanish is very nice making love. In English, okay, but see, the English is like, who's my bitch? All right, bitch. I hate that. Oh my
you
God.
Just
I
just said, you niggas. What? Hold on. Did wait a minute. I believe you. Spice, I believe you. She said, that you niggas. Wait. But Spice, I believe you. Spanish is the language of love, but Ebonics is the language of fucking. You see?
You can also do the Spanish for fucking. Okay? You can do the dirty words on the dirty nice Ebonics on Spanish too when it comes to fucking and lovemaking.
Give us an example.
So Ebonics fucking versus Hispanic fucking. Okay.
Hey, well, I just like being called Poppy, you know. I mean, that's just something cool, man.
Not daddy. They just want to, you know, daddy is your daddy. Poppy is your name.
Ipa, Ipa, Reba, Poppy. It's like, man, who am I fucking? Speedy Gonzalez?
I don't do too much of Spanish, but the main thing I want my man to know is do not stop. So that's basically what I'm going to be telling him. Don't stop.
Right, don't stop.
That's one.
Don't that's stop. One.
Don't right. stop. And then the body language, he'll read that his own, you know. I might call out another position or something every now and then.
What you think about that, Vane?
What I normally say during sex is I'm not sleeping in a wet spot.
Wow.
Does that mean you're sleeping on the floor?
Richard, daddy, what does he do? Sleep in a wet spot.
That's where you're supposed to have some nice towels on the side, you know.
And I say put my socks back on because, you know, during a romp in the sheets, my socks come off and my feet get cold.
That is terrible.
Oh, and my favorite one is my neck is up against the headboard because at that point he not even paying attention to me.
Right, and your neck all fucked up, right? Yeah. You got a twist. She's like, hold on a minute. Hold on a second. Let me straighten that out.
Wow. What I usually say is...
it's just not your neck he's looking at right there.
Can we get back on the bed? Because at a certain point, yeah, we on the floor. So can we get
I usually say, what I usually say in bed is, pick that lamp up, they're going to charge us for that.
Oh my god.
Oh, this is usually another one. You bet not have made me pregnant. I'm
wow.
Just saying.
Yes, these jokes say during sex. Damn, baby, you can do this for a living. Woo!
Oh, this is another one. Get the wet towel. I don't want it to dry.
Oh. Damn.
What? Get a hot
like that, huh? All right. That's how we playing this today. All
right.
The hot towel. Lord have mercy. The wet towel, she said.
Cold wet towel.
Wow. Really?
Wow. One thing I remember a woman saying
to you, it's like say the three words, I want a baby.
What the hell? I want a baby.
What? How do you get a man to stop when he's on you? It's like, I want a baby. It's like,
what the hell you been doing?
Wow. You skeeted in MKI?
What? What? She got pregnant in the eye.
I know, right? Didn't know
that was possible.
I'm just reading open chat. BK said that.
Stop that.
Stop what? That. You know she gonna TP in, just ransack the joint.
I mean,
one thing I heard a woman tell me was, "You're breaking my hips."
You like them old. Huh? But hell, man, it's like, you know, finding a sweaty just doesn't appeal. I don't know, man.
I can't even comment on that one.
Oh my god, you know, that's so wrong. So many levels, you know.
Shout out child support, really? Brooklyn.
It's a wrong hole.
Oh my god.
Especially if it's the guy that says that, you know. But anyway.
Oh man, what the hell? Oh man.
Oh my god, that's fucking. Oh my god, no.
Y'all tripping.
Finn, what do you say during sex?
How much?
Why Aaliyah said wrong hole?
How much? Oh my God.
Imagine. Is it extra for you to go home?
Yeah, take two party checks.
Oh my God.
And Aaliyah Sands says wrong hole.
Right. Shout out to Sion. Why is he always cracking on Sion when he ain't here?
Sion, you be getting the wrong hole.
Damn. Oh, brother.
You're like, no.
Wrong hole. Like still wrong hole. Wrong hole. Yes. Wrong hole. That's not it. That's not it. That's the pee hole, stupid. Get up.
Oh my God.
Nobody told you to type that. Nobody told you to. Don't try to blame that on me. You typed that. Wait till we upload the rebroadcast. I'm going to tag Sion name in it so he know it's real.
Oh my God.
Oh. Oh my goodness. Oh my back. Oh Lord.
You don't know something else. You're not gonna tell anybody, is you?
I'm gonna type a question, okay? I'm gonna type a question for you.
I just love a woman that knows how to push her buttons and get that right across. It is so hard to push those buttons hard, baby. Yes. Did I say that? They're right.
Spice?
Oh, my God. That's funny. I'm just laughing my ass off here.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, why do men always want to towel off first before giving you the towel? Oh, I ain't had that problem.
I didn't either. No.
Somebody give you sweaty balls. Two fucking towels.
He telling you to dry off with sweaty balls towel.
What kind of? So you're fucking with low budget dirty dick niggas. Don't got one towel in the house.
You go to the wrong hotels, baby. If they only got one towel, that's my answer.
I'm not gonna wipe.
If you were fucking dude, only got one pair of sheets or one towel, and you fucking. Okay. All right. Seriously.
You should have done a little bit of pre-screening first. It's my answer to that question.
I'm not toweling off with nutball sweat.
Right. Why wouldn't you be already prepared for that?
Some of y'all afterwards, y'all start bleeding. Some of y'all start bleeding afterwards, and I don't want to make a mistake and get blood on me. So
I don't need all that.
Yeah,
and then you don't even want to get your own stuff on you,
right?
You stay off the young girls, brother. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
You gotta stay off the jail bait.
Yeah, it's a lot more rewarding in the long run. I'm gonna pay you, but anyway. Oh man, I say that? God damn. You know, pretend I didn't say that. Anyway.
You broke my hips.
I fall and then I can't get up.
Be careful with those women who have joint pains during sex.
You can't do the pile driver with just any woman. You know, it's sad, but it's a truth. You know.
Does every man do the pile driver the same way? Or is there a certain rhythm that each man, you know, learns?
I don't know.
The pile driver? What the fuck is a pile driver?
No, I was going to ask a question. What the hell is that?
Well, that answered that question.
pile driver is when you have a woman on her back, you lift her legs up in the air where it's vertical. It's parallel, excuse me, perpendicular to the ground, and you're standing above her, and you point your penis downwards and use your knees and go up and down inside of her.
Emergency room.
Wait, look, Matt, you're going
in. I know, damn porno star. Okay, you better take this missionary and his doggy style and get yours. The fuck out of here.
I'm so bad.
If I feel a little frisky, I might hit it from the side, but that's it. That's it.
Well, you old school, man. You old school missionary.
Fuck out of here.
He said no. Fuck around and lose hose balls.
He said missionary. Fuck around and break my dick trying to press your ass. No, fuck out of here.
He said
fuck around. My knee go out. Then my knee go out. Then I can't go to work. And I'm off work for 6 weeks trying to get some pussy. Fuck out of here. I got perfect attendance, bitch. I'm not losing that over your ass. Fuck, I got 15 years of perfect attendance, and I'm about to lose that shit trying to impress you for 20 minutes in the bedroom. You can doing suck my balls.
20 minutes is too long for
doing the pod.
20 minute and missionary, really?
And then I got to explain to the doctor, what's so hard to do it? Well, see, doc, I was trying to fuck her this way. You don't take your 40 ass.
I was trying to do the pile driver. I threw out
of here.
Circus Soleil, motherfucker.
And you just remind me one of my patients.
You better start cheating on me with a 20-year-old.
Well, the doctor was so upset because she came to see her because she was having too much anal sex and she was really bad in that. And the doctor came to me and asked me to translate for her because she was about to slap her in the face because she was so upset. She just reminded me when you said, when I got to go through, the doctor said I broke my dick for having this. So she reminded me of this patient. And what? She came to see our doctor, one of my doctors. And I had to translate because she was having anal sex and the man do not wanted to have her with her pussy by her ass all the time. And she said
too much.
What?
Yeah.
She have hemorrhoids.
She said, he doesn't want me this way. He only wants me this way. What? So she came to me and said, you need to tell this bitch that if she is going to be shitting on herself.
That dude got gay tendencies.
Right. How long he been out?
Right.
Yeah, just tell him. Here's my advice. Tell her to eat lots of cabbage and asparagus. Lots of cabbage and asparagus. That'll fix that problem right away.
He just wants the dookie shoot. That's an issue.
I want you to give her this, and I want you to tell her to watch this video. And this is going to happen to her. She keeps on having anal sex. And you tell that motherfucker he needs to start using the pussy. I'm like, I don't want to say that.
Wait a minute. The doctor cussed like that? Damn.
Yes. He was so mad.
What happened to doctor-patient confidentiality? Goddamn.
Muscles. No. I have to
like Dr. Feelgood.
This is a Latina coming to my clinic. And to my doctors, and I'm, you know, I got to do this, and I'm the nurse, so I got to tell this woman in front of her man this shit that my doctor's telling me to tell her because I'm translating. And I'm like, really? I don't want to say that. She says, her face got so red. She says, look, you tell her what I just told you because I'm so upset if she doesn't do what I tell her. I am firing her from being her doctor. I'm like, okay. I mean, really, the woman, literally, her muscle, her rectum, her muscles were just, like, destroyed, okay? So, yes, the doctor's going to say something. And, yes, it is true. You just don't have a fucking...
I just told her to get a plug, you know? I mean, you know, that's all she needs.
Well, there's some kind of way about that.
Yes.
I mean, like, is she an idiot? Like, seriously. If you're not that fucked up... If your shit is that fucked up, you got to go to a hospital. That's a problem.
When the doctor cuss you out, doctor cuss you out talking about stop fucking in your ass, that's a problem.
Go to an adult toy store. Here's a universal truth. You know, I mean, if you go into an adult toy store and you see somebody going down the aisle, man or woman, and they're looking at a butt plug, they're not buying that item as a joke for a friend. I'm just telling you, that's a universal truth. Back to you guys.
Right, because that shit is expensive.
That's why I get it through Amazon.
I don't know how much they cost. I don't know.
All I can tell you is that it's real. You know, this is life, and it's Mm-hmm. It is true. I mean, you destroy your muscles and everything. I mean, we're human. We're not dumb dogs, you know. And if you're going to have sex or fuck or whatever you want to call it, I think you should take care of that. Do not go stupid like other people, like some people do. This doctor was so flabbergasted, she was out of the room screaming, pissed off of her patient, doing that to herself just because the man wanted, oh, no, I don't love you, or you don't love me if you don't give me your ass. Come on. God, fellas, come on. That's what you got a pussy for, okay?
If you got to do Lamaze to take a shit, that is a problem.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's wrong. I think it's wrong. You know, destroy your body just for that stupidity. I've seen it worse.
Oh my goodness. I don't even know what to say. After anal raping.
Uh-huh, exactly. That too.
Oh man, well then any final thoughts? We'll go around the room.
You touch my ta-la-la. My ding ding dong.
What the hell is that? What the hell is that? Oh my god.
Okay, well, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Say What Talk Show, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank you, guys.
Say what?
I don't know what to say, man. I really don't know what to say.
Crazy shit.
Man, did I say the last words of this show? I love it.
Oh, and if you guys want to know a little bit more about, you know, fun anus to play with, they have chocolate anus.